What's going on, everybody? Welcome to another edition of your favorite podcast, AI Stole My Job But Not My Whiskey, with your hosts, Robbie Redundant and Charles Codes No More.
Yeah, no, I'm now Chuck AI. I just introduced bugs to your code base.
Nice.
So like the real one.
Yeah, we do have a real special guest with us today, though, Ken Wheeler. What's going on, Ken?
What's happening?
Be careful, you're going to give this guy an ego.
Don't you dare.
Yeah, world famous.
I would say introduce yourself, but I feel like everyone has heard of you. But if you want, you know,
I've been on the show before, so if they watch it, they're familiar. So
Yeah.
Hey, everybody, welcome back.
Yeah, part two of Drinking with Ken. So what are we drinking today, Chuck?
Oh, yes, I guess I should do that. What are we drinking? It's an Orphan Barrel. Sorry, I need 1 second to look this up. I hadn't memorized it. Orphan Barrel. I will explain that in a moment. Orphan Barrel.
Barrel used to have parents.
All right. I'm going to try this a third time. Orphan Barrel. Castle's Curse. Single malt. Scotch whiskey. Aged 14 years. 94.8 proof. Has a mash bill, of course. 100% malted barley. And the only other info I could get was matured in European oak barrels. So there's that.
In European oak barrels.
Yes, also. Yes, you're like a fine wine. Your apartment smells of rich mahogany.
And leather books.
Yeah, exactly. I have many leather-bound books. I don't read them. Anyway, so the Orphan Barrel thing is a thing that... Diablo Spirits is the like conglomerate overall, and it's a whole thing where they were going and finding like these long kind of forgotten barrels, but there really wasn't enough of them to like do a whole run of them. And they were like, well, that's okay, say there's only, I don't know, 10 or 12 or something of this, we'll do like a real short run, we'll do some cool marketing around it and put them out there. And they were doing like some overaged bourbon, they've done all kinds of like random all kinds of different whiskeys. So it's a like, we're gonna do this one time, it's one shot, we can't produce more because we found these stashes all over the world.
So if I end up liking this,
yes, buy all you can.
Yeah, because it'll go away.
Yep.
Wow.
Yeah, so it's kind of the fun thing of it. The label, which I don't have in front of me, is very interesting. It's like some kind of like aquatic-looking ghost horse. Castle's Cursed of the Ghost Horse, but it also looked a little like coming out of the waves. Yeah.
Today's showed up, episode. They were like, what the fuck is this?
Yeah. We sent you we sent you that, and this episode is brought to you by kensbagadicks.com. No, I didn't send you Bag of Dicks, but...
I was going to say, I didn't get the bag of dicks.
No. I can't wait to someday surprise you with them, though, and hear about it.
Yeah. No, I'll fucking eat the entire bag.
On camera.
That's right. Okay. Individual, one at a time.
Yeah.
Black currant and bergamot.
Bergamot. Can anybody even really describe bergamot?
Yeah, fucking orange, but like fancy orange.
I've always thought of it.
Am I wrong?
No. I think that's very good. Yeah. Okay, fair enough. See? Called out and shown the door. I get a little vanilla though. I'm a simple man. Vanilla it is. Almost like those chocolate oranges. I smell a little of that.
Yeah. It's very stingy.
Whoa, yeah.
It's quite stingy.
Yeah.
Now, what did you say that meant again? I remember you told me last time.
I don't know. Like stingy,
you were like
the burn
on Woodford or Makers. You said that like the it's like higher alcohol content or it's like some shit like that.
I mean, that's part of it. The proofing is a little bit of it, and sometimes it can really like tingle you just based on like, you know, how woody it comes out or how much of the wood and kind of spiciness it gets. Like burn is alcohol to a degree, but then I don't know what I was shitting on. I was probably making it up, Ken. You realize like here I am now, I'm busted on two things. You know what bergamot is and you call me out on my bullshit. I can't repeat it.
It's almost peppery.
Yeah.
And there's something in the spice that's not pure, like just alcohol heat.
Mm-mm.
Yeah.
Mm-mm. Yeah, I'm getting like a bit of liquid smoke with the finish too. Like very smoky, but like in a concentrated way. Yeah, I can't believe I'm still getting those tingles on the front.
I also have an adjacent bias from a cool mint Zin, so.
Yeah. You might be getting some extra burn out of that. Some flavor notes we're unfamiliar with.
That's.
Yeah, I'm going to say, ooh, okay. All right, a little bit, a small bit in the beginning that's like a Worcester sauce.
Worcester sauce?
Yeah.
You mean Worcestershire sauce?
Worcestershire, as we say in Freedom Land.
Worcestershire. Mm.
But it's Worcester. You know, that's a town in England, and they pronounce it Worcester.
Isn't that how they pronounce the shit in Massachusetts as well?
Is that in England?
Yeah, it is.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, they're like Worcester. And what's the other one? It's, well, there's the one that's like Woburn, but it's like Wubba.
Mm.
There's a couple of them where like
they just
like,
skip
like
a lot of
phonetically.
Yeah, you just skip like whole syllables.
Like, what's the fuck wrong with this guy? It's fucking
Worcester there. Gloucester. Fix your radiator. I don't know.
What's the one? It's like Gloucester.
Gloucester.
It's like,
Gloucester.
It's like Gloucester.
Mm. Yeah,
no, it's Gloucester, but it's Gloucester.
Yeah.
If you were to just read it and like think you can pronounce English things,
there's a cheese, a Gloucester cheese. Actually, it's quite good.
Hmm.
And as Gloucester is like an overarching kind of like stinky cheese, but it looks more like cheddar. And there's a specific one that is Cotswolds that's really good.
Do you eat cheese with drinks?
I would, yeah. You know, I like cheese. I'll eat cheese with or without drinks. But I like a pairing. If you tried to pair cheese and whiskeys, I think that would be fun. I've done it with chocolates before.
I have a hot take for you. Well, kind of hot.
Drop it.
Like, what's the difference in yellow cheddar and white cheddar?
You know, or you're...
No, I don't. This is a discussion because cheddar is dyed artificially yellow.
Right.
So is white cheddar just without the dye and they're the exact same flavor?
I would think. I mean, is that like American cheese? Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Like, what makes
it could be.
What makes Gouda yellow?
Isn't Gouda
some cheeses are naturally yellow, and I know the science behind this because cheddar used to be naturally yellow when they used like high quality creams, and they started taking all the fat out to make like butter and cream and like other stuff, and then using like shittier milk, and so they just dyed it back yellow so that it would like.
So we're not even getting the original yellow.
Mm-hmm. No.
Yeah.
Did you guys ever see like? What food used to be back in the day, like how like corn was like literally shit and it sucked, and like carrots looked all ratchet.
Yeah,
did you guys see that thing?
We've
that
changed it a
I was
lot.
Like, what the fuck, dude? Like,
yeah, we had to. So, what is it that changed it? Is it like genetic
like
modification?
Selective breeding and, yeah, GMO.
Yeah,
but I don't think it's really GMO. Like, I think a lot of like selective breeding shit gets like put on GMO when actually it's like,
yeah, and to a degree,
you just grow the one that's. Grows better.
It's fucking unbelievable. The if you're like, if you got like 100-year plans here,
yeah,
the kind of shit that you can do, like I look at my dog, right? It's a French bulldog, and I'm like, I can't fucking believe you used to be a wolf. And like we did that.
Frenchies
on
would
purpose.
Die in the wild. You can't even. They don't. Can't
they almost
be
die
born.
Regularly.
They have
they're
to be
like C-sections. Yeah. And like fucking like how will you? Yep. Yeah, it's like.
Yeah, they're those like luxury dogs that were kept alive by you know generations of aristocrats or something.
Yeah, they like sat on pillows and shit, and they like fucking.
Yeah, and snorted gracefully.
Yeah,
they got the real yellow cheese.
Yeah.
All right. Oh, hold on. Let's regress a little bit and come back to our whiskey friend here, just to go through the motions on rating. I mean, can you are an avid listener. You probably know the rating by heart, the rating system by heart, but I'll go ahead and take it for you.
Yeah,
zero to eight tentacles, zero because we're all former software engineers, and zero being horrible. You probably would have spit this out. Four, middle of the road with your other whiskeys, and eight, amazing. I must have more, but only as much as they produced. And of course, I won't put the onus on you as the guest to go first, so I will do that to my gracious
host.
Didn't
I go first last time?
Well, that's because Robbie's a jerk. He made you go first, but I'm nice. I'm gonna make him go first, you see?
Yeah. All right. Oh man, I don't love scotch. We all know that. But this one is not terrible. I would drink it. It is nowhere near as good as the Muckety Muck.
Okay.
But that one is much more expensive. It's like a 26 years old or something.
Yeah.
This one feels like way younger than it says it is. Like 14 is what they advertise, but I think that like I've had a 4-year old American whiskey that tastes more aged than this.
Mm.
Which might be on purpose. I don't know. Anyway, all that to say, not super impressed for the price point, so I'm going to give it a 5.
Mm. I don't even know how much it cost. How much was this
it's
one?
It's like 100, 150, something like that.
150, wow. Okay.
Thanks, guys.
Yeah. Yeah. You're welcome.
Don't worry about it. We'll get it back in spades in Miami, get you a little drunk, passing shots around. It'll be fine.
It's going
to
be good.
Yeah, it is.
It's going to be right. Good.
Yeah. I feel like you have opinions on the back of that, though, Ken, and I will let you go next if you'd like.
Opinions on the back of what?
Oh, sorry, the whiskey.
Your rating.
Yeah, we'll come back around to Miami.
We're talking about Miami, and you said you had opinions on that, and I was like, I have a fucking opinion on Miami. Is Miami's awesome?
Oh, yes, yes.
So this whiskey, I like a lot. I think it's very tasty. I guess... In my experience, the fancier shit burns kind of like this, so it feels fancy. I don't know anything about it. So, a lot of the time, I feel like there's like undue brand influence on my appreciation of substances. So, like, that knocks it down just a peg, just because I don't know what it is. But in the same sense, it tastes like the shit that I've had that's good. I am a general fan of all alcohol.
Can't go wrong.
Usually, in the Scotch realm, I usually go much peatier.
Mm.
But in recent times, I've actually backed off of that and shifted almost completely to bourbon. But this is lovely. I'll give it a 6.5.
Nice. Yeah, I think that's very respectable. Yeah, in the realm of Scotch whiskey, which is incredibly diverse, so it is even hard sometimes to compare one to the other when you have more like Highland versus an Islay, whatever.
However. Wait, it was 0 to 8, right?
Yeah, 0 to 8.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, that's good.
Because it would be an 8.
Exactly. I'm not saying there's logic here. I don't. Yeah. You know. Yeah. You know. It just. Yeah, it's all relative. Started. It's all kind of a long-winded joke anyway. No, so cool. It just, yeah.
We're just here being connoisseurs. What did you think?
Here's what I think. I think in the realm of Scotch whiskey, this is a very interesting whiskey. It's hard for me to compare it from one to another per se, like a Scotch as a whole. Let's say something that is smokier. I actually really kind of, if I'm going to get into a Scotch, I either want it to be just very clean tasting, like a lot of like Japanese Scotch style whiskeys, or a bit smoky, like, but don't blow me away with that smoke. So I think this is interesting that it has some of these like diverse initial flavors and then finishes with a smoke to kind of remind me that it is Scotch, but it doesn't like hang out for too long. To Robbie's point around it being younger for a Scotch, because like Scotch, since they're in used barrels, like 14 years is basically like a 4 to 6 year old bourbon, you know, as far as like really, but it's got some decent color in there, and I think it tastes very interesting. The smell, the taste, the whatever else, like I think I'm gonna give it a solid 6. I enjoy it. I definitely would have some more. I would tell someone who likes Scotch to like give it a shot. I wouldn't clear the shelves.
I'm going to go ahead and revise mine up to a 7 because I was just reading on here that it's actually a Highland Scotch. I had knocked off a half point because I thought it was an American Scotch.
Oh, no. Yeah, it can't be called Scotch. It's just an American company that sources that barrel, and then they do all the marketing, you know.
Take that job. Go around to distilleries, find old cool barrels, and rebottle them. Sounds cool as shit.
Yeah.
It makes sick marketing.
I think that working in Ember.js to that job is a very natural jump as like your next career pivot.
Yeah. I could do my resume as is and they'd probably hire me.
Yeah. You work in Ember?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Both of you?
No.
How long have you been working in Ember?
Since 2012.
Wow. You know, I'll tell you what. I haven't met someone who, like, genuinely uses Ember and doesn't love it.
Yeah. That's true. Yeah.
I've played with it. I've talked to the fellas about it extensively.
Yeah.
Wasn't it, like, an offshoot of something? Like
Sprout Core. It was Sprout Core initially,
Yeah.
From Apple. And
I talked to Yehuda a lot about, like, web platform optimizations that could be made to unfuck some of the current problems, none of which manifested into the bullshit you see today out there.
Yeah.
But yeah, it always felt thoughtfully done.
Yeah. It's a lot of smart people in that space and solving ways in a particular way. And I used it for a few, I mean, that's how Robbie and I met actually when I was in DC and I was working for a startup there that was Ember and started getting involved with like the local meetup and that's how our paths crossed. So I used it for a few years and then just ended up going another direction. Not really, no hate. It's just, you know, next thing basically.
I ended up on React like randomly early. I think like the first time I saw it, I was like, what the fuck is this?
Yeah.
And then like not that much later, I like went back and like tried it again. And like at like the same time TypeScript came out. And I didn't like TypeScript for a long time. I didn't like TypeScript until fucking VS Code.
Yeah.
Until you got the editor integration to really make it shine. I was like, this is fucking dumb. But I came back to React and I like started playing with it. And I'm like, okay, this is fun. Started building a couple things. Like it was like my night and weekend thing. I was doing like JSP and jQuery during the day. And then fucking went and started writing React professionally. And how nicely that worked out, generally speaking.
Okay for you, but you know.
Yeah.
You got to wonder what's the next thing? Or is there a next thing? I mean, is there a...
It's HTMX, man.
Yeah.
No, like non-jokingly, I think HTMX can take care of about fucking half, if not more than half, of the shit that is currently written in React. And that's not a dig on React at all.
No.
Right? People have been saying, like, don't build your fucking blog with React for a very long time. Yeah. So I think that's... For lightweight kind of shit, even really heavier shit, but, you know, like heavier quantity. Like a lot of the shit that I do, you probably couldn't do in it.
Yeah.
And that's fine.
Yeah. Yeah. Not that alone, right? You need the right combination of tools, potentially. It's like hard to say there.
I don't like mixing shit.
Yeah? No?
No.
What do you do with them turntables then?
Well, I'll mix songs. I don't mix like foundational frameworks together.
Yeah, that's
like I actually wish that there was like, well, A, I wish that web components were better, fundamentally.
Mm-hmm. Same.
But I also wish that it was like, so they're kind of like fucking useless without like lit or some shit like that, right?
Yeah.
So it's like, anytime they're like, oh yeah, you could just use them. No, you can't. Don't you fucking lie. You cannot just use. Like I suppose you could. You will build anything, right? But like.
Yeah.
And I'm going to get killed for this. The web component boys are going to be like, what the fuck are you talking about? But no, really, like, you'd have to use React, Lit, and that. And it would be cool if there was, like, a better story for that, because then I could switch all my shit to Solid right now.
Oh, now there's your spicy take. Now there's your spicy take. Yeah. Ryan applauds you. He's like, yeah, come on over, man. Yeah. Come on over.
Yeah. I bet Solid has had a release within the last year, don't you think?
Yeah. Even without like the last half decade's great.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. Well, you know, I mean, it's a constant argument, but it does feel like that the argument is getting better. Like, I think there was a thread on Twitter just today where Ryan was kind of talking about, yeah, but the problem is we don't move forward because we have all these excuses why React is just the most pervasive. And, you know, if you took a risk and weren't saying, well, there are all these component libraries, there's all these like React-friendly things, like we're never going to catch up to Next because we don't have the backing of Next, and we don't have the backing of Next because all these other things are in that same ecosystem. But our core is really good, and people keep saying that. So, like, you know, when
it's very good. It's very good. What I'll say is that if you're at, so if you're just like a kid at home fucking around with shit, you know, some fucking new dude, right? You could use whatever the fuck you want.
Yeah.
And you know, you see a lot of people using Next. However, like, you know, if you're like at a company and you're like have like an organization and like you fucking made like a 10-year investment in like React, right? Yeah. That's a very difficult sell to be like, oh, let's just switch it over.
Yeah.
Right? Like not just the code itself, but like the collective knowledge internally around a certain thing. Yeah. Right? So it's like harder to move unless it's really compelling. And I think that what React did at the time was fucking compelling. Compared to what, yeah, you know, you were on Backbone or Angular.
Yep.
And a lot of the people who fucking deserved Angular stayed on it. That's mean. No, I actually like Angular 1 probably more than Angular 2, to be honest.
Oh,
it's
same.
Not Angular 2.
Yeah,
it's
I liked
just,
the first
it's just
one.
Angular now.
Yeah, it's just
AngularJS 1. I liked
Angular 45 JS or whatever it is.
2,
yeah. Just, they're on like just, 18 now or something.
Just Angular. One thing that I do like about Angular that I will tell you is observables. That shit is nice.
Yeah.
That shit is really nice. I use that a lot in React. Have you seen React Observable?
No.
It's very cool. Mm.
Isn't there another like genericized observable library? I'm blanking a little bit.
There's several.
Yes.
Yeah, Andre Stoltz had one. There's a few. I think it makes sense for what I do, which is mostly work with like real-time data. Mm. You know, when you get into that kind of engineering, I think it makes a lot more sense than like telling like somebody to use it for a click handler.
Yeah, right.
I mean, it doesn't make sense for like counter state, right? Mm-hmm. But if it's like, oh, I have like 3-4 different streams that need to get like aggregated and have these weird ass fucking rules about this and that, then
you kind of need that.
Fair.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I think that the next thing, the thing that will eventually unseat React, because React's thing is that it's everywhere. Everybody knows it. And anything you could possibly want, the best version of it is available for React. Like component libraries or whatever the fuck and da-da-da, you know, all this shit.
Yeah.
All the shit's there.
Yeah.
And Vercel is doing everything they can to cement it as the standard, where it's like the standard library of the web, which no argument for me, right? Like, I'm not particularly upset about that. But if you want to unseat React, what you have to do is you need to be fundamentally different.
Yeah.
And there needs to be a compelling case that can be sold. And you have to get the initial community that will actually put it over the line.
I think simplicity is part of that compelling case to a degree. Like, mm-hmm. Right?
HTML's like, having its moment.
Right. HTMX with other older frameworks and all of a sudden like, wait, I don't need 4 cloud providers for auth and user management and RBAC and stuff like that. I can actually just pick up a framework that builds all that in for me, has a nice ORM, and then get my thing done.
The funny thing about HTMX is they're not converting any front-end developers. They're just converting all the front-end developers, back-end developers. Yeah. The back-end developers are like, all right, you know what? Fuck you. And then they just
make you know what? I got this again. I'm going to write this in Go and just ship HTML straight from the API. I'm good to go.
I wish I could write more Go.
Mm. You just need to start a company and then have it be Go.
Why would I start a company?
So you can write more Go. I don't know. Why else would you?
I don't know. I'm not that entrepreneurial.
No?
No, yeah. I'm pretty risk averse. I'm a terrible businessman.
Hmm. Okay. So you're saying you're not good with money?
No. No. Not at all.
You would be apt to take investment dollars and make some egregious purchases under the guise of marketing.
No,
right?
I don't think I'd do that. I think I'd also come up with like generally good ideas, right? Mm, but like the day-to-day of it, I'm not that brand of adult. You know, it's actually the funny thing is that it's not what I want to do.
Yeah.
Like I like to to solve code problems all day long.
Yeah.
That's actually what I like to do. Like, people are like, oh, why haven't you transitioned to management? I'm like, oh, because I'm an HR liability. But
the, there's also that, yeah.
The actual thing is that I fucking don't like people generally.
Yeah.
You know, like, I like people that I know, right? But, like, people in general, or that you're, like, forcing it. Like, I don't like fucking people. And, like all my friends who are managers are like, I'll tell you what, people are so much harder than code. It's fucking all, like, oh, it's not that.
Tracks.
It's people. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, you know, I'm like, what do you, like, sit here all day long and fucking have to do one-on-ones with people bitching you about their lives? They're like, yeah. I'm like, that doesn't sound fun to me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like, not just their lives, some, like, but also
inter-office politics and bullshit.
Yeah, and money, and how they want to make more money, and they perceive their performance to get said money.
And they're walking on eggshells all the time.
Yeah. Over this, let's say, like, there's the other side of the story, too. Like, their relationship with you is different, right? If you're in the trenches with them, like, no matter how much trust you build, there is a difference in, like, your set of responsibilities and that nuance in your relationship. That's just a reality.
Power dynamics.
Yeah. Perceived power, you know? I mean, I guess technically the manager can make moves to fire you, but conversely, some of that power exists bidirectionally. But
absolutely. You could make heinous allegations.
Exactly.
If one were
true ones.
Or true ones. I didn't say true or false. I said heinous.
Yes, that's true.
But, yeah, dude, I have no interest in that shit. What would happen is I'd probably give, like, some real, like, raw dog unsolicited advice, and shit would hit the fan. And I'd be like, well, we don't pay that much because you're not that good.
Right? The pay is commensurate with skill level.
There's, like, a level of, do you know, like, the Northeast bullshit level cap? Like, you hit a certain tier.
Yeah.
And somebody will be nice up until, like, 80%.
Yeah.
Like, you'll push somebody, you push on somebody up to, like, 80%. The second you go to 81%, if you're dealing with a Northeastern fellow or mm-hmm. lady, for that matter, they're going to fucking go to 200.
That's fair.
Just, they're going to be like, you know what? Fuck you. No. Just going, like, yeah, like, you'll see, like if somebody's doing that shit, like, I'll sit there, I'll start, like, I'm getting uncomfortable because I know it's going to happen.
Yeah, it's coming.
I'm like, back it down. Fuck you, I quit.
And now
you can suck my fucking dick and da-da-da-da. Like, you know, lose your mind. So
Yes.
Yeah, that's why I can't be a manager.
Mm. But as you get older, will that level out? Here's the thing is that you get, I think, here's my perception.
Am I going to calm down?
Well, maybe not. I don't know. But in my view, this is from me. It could happen and could not happen to you. You get older and you do have more patience, but you also dislike people more.
Are you sunning me right now? Hold on. How old are you?
Yeah, son. I'm 46.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. Clean living.
Yep. Whiskey every day will do that for you.
I was going to say, I am just preserved from the inside out.
Yeah.
Bruh, yeah.
I was like, fucking, who are you talking about getting old? And I was like, I'm 38. And then.
Yeah. And I was like, listen, son.
You did? Yeah. No. Yeah. Valid sunning.
Like, yeah. Us Gen Xers, we just, you know.
Wait,
I'm
still Gen X, right?
No, I don't think so. I think it ends in 1980. I'm 77. No. Yeah.
Really?
My wife. Yeah. Yeah. I know 100% wrong. You're millennial because she's 83 and she's like,
She's 83. She's quite a bit older.
I'm an 85er.
Oh,
yeah. Robbie, how old are you?
Oh, geez. Don't ask this question. You're not going to like it.
33.
That's cool.
Yeah.
You're firmly millennial. I'm I don't know, I'm like transitory millennial elder
you're feeling a little bit of both.
I feel like I'm 45.
Well, wait, how many Douglas Copeland books have you read?
None.
Well, then you're not Gen X. 100% not there.
Do you have to read
at all? That's what I'm saying.
To be, like, Gen X?
I'm not a big reader in the first place.
Okay.
I don't pleasure read. Do you guys read
I used to.
Hell no.
I used to. Yeah, I used to
fiction.
A lot.
I like nonfiction.
If I have like some both, time, actually, I used to. Like, I'm gonna play a video game. I'm not gonna read.
I have.
The fuck?
Yeah. Yeah, no, I fucking play video games. I fucking play the shit out of video games. Well, lately I'm obsessed with Tears of the Kingdom.
I started it finally. I've played like the first 2 hours.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, I'll take little half hour pockets and be like, okay, I'm going to do this shrine quest. I'm going to collect this armor set. Now what do I need to upgrade? You know, yes.
You know what I've been playing?
VR. Grand Theft Auto. Oh.
VR games. You guys play this shit?
Yeah, yeah. I mostly play mini golf, though.
It makes me feel sick playing it, usually.
Mini golf is sick. You got to send me your gamer tag. The what?
The full golf.
Oh, no, I didn't.
Like Golf Plus or whatever? It's unbelievable.
Yeah, I saw that.
It's like you suck at it in the almost exact same ways that you suck at real golf.
Yeah, great. I should love it then.
So it's like I'm sitting there and I'm playing shitty. I'm like, wait, this is exactly how I play. I'm like swing too hard off the drive and fucking slice it. I'm like, Jesus Christ, they should pick that up.
Yeah.
But dude, like the VR games, like it's very difficult for me to play something like COD now. When you play like have you guys played Half-Life Alyx?
No.
Mm-mm.
Unbelievable. So like this shit, like it's hard to describe. Like you'll see there'll be like a handgun magazine on the ground, right? And you have like these like gravity gloves and you can be like shim, right? And it'll fucking like flip up in the air and then you catch that shit, right? And then you put it into your shit and you're ch-ch-ch, right? But you're like actually doing it with your, like with Call of Duty, like basically you're the entire time, right? You're trying to move a dot to be on top of somebody.
Yeah.
Right? Like you're going through great lengths, just put a dot on top of somebody. And like that's the thing the whole time. But like this shit, right? Like Arizona Sunshine 2, right? It's like zombies.
Oh yeah, I heard about that. There.
And like these zombies are coming up and like you have to like fucking like grab ammo and like load the shotgun and cock it and like push them away.
I don't know.
And blow their fucking head off. It's awesome.
Those like horror games in VR kind of freak me out, the thought of it.
Did you play Walking Dead?
No, I didn't.
It's unbelievable. You stab people in the fucking head with forks and shit.
I got to fight Darth Vader though. That shit was pretty awesome. Did you do that one? The whole like Star Wars 3-parter thing with the lightsabers? You don't have that geek in you, do you?
No, I do. I just don't like I don't know.
You don't like Star Wars?
I mean Star Wars is okay. Like the first three of them.
Yeah. Well,
the original three or 1, 2, and 3?
The original three.
Okay. Yeah, yeah. I figured that's what you meant.
Terrifying.
Yeah. 4, 5, 6. I saw Empire Strikes Back at the drive-in, but I barely remember it. And then I saw Return of the Jedi in 83 at the movies. OG there. So I just like the idea. And in VR, you know, Darth Vader, like they have the whole like size measurement perception thing. So he's like 20 feet tall, it feels like. And you're just, and he steps up to you, he's really pissed. And you're like, holy shit, this is crazy, kind of creepy. So if I played one of those, like there's a Blair Witch Project game and some other like crazy shit too. I'm like, I'm not doing that in VR. I will pee my pants.
There's ones that like freak you the fuck out. Actually, so there's this one that it was Half-Life Alyx I was playing, and it's so creative what they did with it. Like there was you have the headset on, right? And there's like speakers here, and there's constantly like shit popping out, or this is how you're like right, like, but like you go and like a fucking like piece of a wall falls off, right? And you're like standing there on the edge of something, right? They like play this white noise like loud enough that it felt like wind on your face. I was like, what the fuck? It was crazy. I'm like, whoa, this is fucking nuts. And the weirdest thing is coming back to reality after that. Like, you beat the game, and, like, you take the fucking headset off, and you go upstairs, and you're like...
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
what's gonna jump around?
Have you guys played Grand Theft Auto?
Like in life at all?
Yeah.
Yes, in life. Yeah.
Yeah.
I had a while now. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I played the computer games that were like 2D over top. I loved that.
No,
game
have you played
then.
Like GTA 5?
Yeah.
Yeah. Have you ever driven directly after playing GTA 5 for like 3 hours?
No.
It's wild because like you're like. So, like some shit gets like I like fucking back out of the driveway. I'm like bah, fucking pull around. Like, bah. I'm like, whoa, hold on, we've got to back in the real world now. But yeah, you like you get like subtly used to being an asshole like that,
right?
And then it just like tracks out into outside of the game.
Yeah, you know, I hope no other parents are listening to this because they're all going to be like, okay, so don't let my kids play these games. Clearly, they think this becomes reality at some point.
I let my kids play Grand Theft Auto.
I mean, that's an argument with all games. Like, yeah. You got to be able to separate it from reality because none of them are like, let's learn how to like cook or do a like nice life skill or some shit. Like, it's fun.
Have you ever
played like,
Power Wash Simulator?
No, but I can imagine that'd be very, good. Very satisfying.
Extremely.
Oh, I'm gonna have to tell my wife about that one. She fucking loves watching power watching videos and like.
Yeah, there's a whole like Reddit thread about them, and like they shows the best ones. Yeah.
Do you guys power wash?
I do. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh yeah.
Yes.
I like it, but I also hate it. Right, like, let's go yeah. Ruin a pair of sneakers, fellas. Like,
yeah.
And then you like hit it wrong and it sprays all over your face and shit. Like, yeah, hate that.
I have to. So like around my pool, right? There's like all these like patio pavers.
Yeah.
Quite a bit of patio pavers. And I power washed it and I guess it knocked some of that sand out.
Yeah.
Like the polybaric sand.
Yep.
So like now I have all this growth. And the other day I got this thing. It's like a fucking like an eagle talon on fucking two wheels that you use to scrape it all out. It's all scraped out, but I have to power wash that whole fucking thing. And like, that's like the, like, I like when it's like, oh, this section of siding has a little bit of moss. Get this incredibly satisfying, you know, it's not there anymore.
Yeah.
This is like an 8 hour day of like pushing this fucking thing around with like the ground attachment on it. Like, I might pay somebody to do it. I fucking don't.
Yeah, you know. I was going to say, the 8 hour day sounds like that's well beyond the threshold of the value of my time and satisfaction versus,
I'll power wash the deck.
Yeah, that's a good one. That's very. Follow those lines. And then I use the power washer with like the foam attachment, wash the car. You ever foamed your car?
No, I never did it through the car.
Oh, man. Get some like foam stuff. Yeah. And that is also very satisfying. So you just like, you know, make it a little wet and then you put the foam attachment on and it puts this like big foam coat on and it just like slowly drips down the dirt. And then you end up with this amazing, and then you just rinse that off, done. You don't even have to touch it. It's so good.
That sounds like a job for me after Devin takes my job.
Yeah, that's true. You could, there's some guys way into
that figure
like,
thing will be able to do it. You saw that today?
No. Figure?
Oh, you didn't see this?
No.
Can you cast shit to the screen?
Like screen share?
I think you can screen share.
Yeah, there's a share button. Yeah, go ahead.
I'm not going to share my screen. There's a bunch of proprietary information and pornography.
Listen,
but there was a thing.
We all know that you're bringing MySpace back. We get it.
Yeah. So there's like a robot thing called Figure that has like OpenAI as a brain.
Oh.
And it was like doing dishes.
Oh shit!
Yeah. So
okay,
like,
nothing is safe then.
Yeah. So the homie
firing
Fudge,
my wife.
He was like, yeah, there goes being an electrician.
Like, seriously,
I was like literally what? Looking at electrician schools.
Yeah. Well,
electricians
charge
a lot.
But
they do.
I actually got rid of that idea because here's the reasoning, right? Like, you know, people self-select for electricianship. Right now, right? But in the event that the entire white collar workforce is laid off, right? Like, how many new electricians are entering the market? What does that do to the pay for electricians?
Yeah. Right.
That's
right?
True.
Like, yeah. It's not even going to be fucking worth it. Right. So yeah. I don't know. I think that, you know, like if they take all the jobs away from people, I think that's going to go pretty poorly.
Yeah. I think we should just go fuck up all the AI servers everywhere so they can't make progress.
Do really, like, truly.
Well, honestly, yeah. You know, if you fucking went over and gave a semiconductor factory a noogie, I think it would solve a lot of problems.
Do you remember how they reset the credit system at the end of Fight Club? Is like there was all this.
I don't remember like actually anything after that. I just remember a bunch of buildings exploding. Like,
exactly. So their whole thing, Project Mayhem, was to destroy all these bank buildings with the servers in the bottom, and they were basically watching the financial system melt down. And it's a total reset for humanity. So before it gets too far, we just got to Fight Club all that shit.
Well, here's a brain scratcher for you. Would you be willing to deal with losing modern conveniences in exchange for not being in AI space communism?
I mean, No. See, I would, but I think most people wouldn't, which is why we're on the train. It has no brakes because that's what's happened for years though. Convenience and comfort is always taken.
Trumps everything.
It's a first, pun intended, first class citizen in life because, like, yeah, I'd be concerned with this, but I have my phone, I have cable TV, I can watch the sports every weekend. Yeah.
Like, if internet goes away, just fucking shoot me in the face because what do I want to live for if I'm just, like, gardening and, like,
no internet,
reading books
awesome.
And shit?
But
like,
the real problem is medicine. Then, like, you know, your kid dies of, like, the fucking common cold.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah.
Shit.
Yeah.
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 That's true. Those are conveniences,
like, I'm totally
too.
Into this whole, like, fucking live in the woods thing and build shit out of wood and fucking hunt elk and beef jerky and fuck type thing. That's tight.
Yeah.
But, like, you know, and then, like, your old lady dies in childbirth and you're like, you know what? They're fucking computers, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're like, maybe an iPhone was all right.
Like, why do humans have so much problem with childbirth?
Because we're not from here.
Because what?
Because we're not from here. We freeze to death. We get sunburned. We're ill-suited for the climate.
That's true.
I'm convinced either A, we got French bulldogged, or B, some fucking aliens came here and fucked monkeys and fucking that's what we are or something.
Oh, yeah.
We're not fit for this shit. We're cunning. Right. And like maybe like a couple guys found caves, but that's actually like, if you think about like percentages of problems and shit without modern medicine, like it's unbelievable we didn't all die out.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Unfucking believable.
Like put a few humans against like a pack of lions. We're not winning. Like,
we're smart enough to build tools to win. Apparently that's
right.
That's
given
the
enough
theory.
Time, you can win.
Yeah.
But
a few generations.
We'd be living in trees like fucking trolls.
Yeah.
You have little tree houses and shit, with lanterns. Cool.
We're definitely not the, trolls. I'm a rock troll.
Funk troll.
Yeah. Robbie's definitely pop.
Definitely.
Yeah. I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, your kid's not old enough, but you'll know.
We'll get there.
So natural selection, right? We think about like natural selection in this way. And we're definitely not the top of the food pyramid in that way, right?
No.
Like, I don't know where we land, but we're not the
technically
top.
Now we are, but it's artificial.
But. Right, exactly. Right. It's manufactured. We like fought our way to the top.
Yeah. Given no tools, we are very much lower than we are now.
I think without like societal fucking mechanisms in place though, like if I just set a tiger loose in New York City, like it would really fuck a lot of people up.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
It
no
really,
doubt.
Like you would really have to call in a very specialized SWAT team to put that thing down.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It's going to get a few before
there'd
it
would be
goes.
Like a huge problem. So like if you didn't have a SWAT team or like rifles and shit like that, like or some guys with spears going to take one for the team?
Yeah.
And just run up on that bitch. And fucking right? Like,
right. I mean, there's so much of life in that way that I think that is very enabled by the access to particular conveniences, right? Like, a lion shows up, if you just see it, but you're safe, you can call someone else to take care of it. Maybe you have something to overpower it, but not by your own physical being, right? Like, there are things that make you have, like, a sense of safety. So tangentially related, I have said this before, that, like, there's the idea of being a vegan, for example, right? Like, that's a very, like, urban, modern convenience. Like, you don't live out in the sticks and eat salad. How many vegans have you ever met that are like, yeah, I eat like a rabbit?
How do fucking deer even do that? They eat grass all day and live? What? I don't get it. Anyway.
Their bodies need different things, and their brains are a lot smaller, which is why we eat them. Yeah.
Well, that too.
And that's why we get to eat them. Because we take on some of those nutrients second process within their muscles.
Way more efficient.
Yeah, exactly. Way more efficiently. So, like, as a human, choosing to be a vegan is very much a hard-fought choice to a degree, because in the wild, you don't have that access. In many towns, you don't have that access unless you want to live on, like, Doritos or something, and only certain Doritos, because some are not vegan. Right?
Depends on your actual choices. Like, is it actual vegetables or just things that don't have a face?
So from what I understand, like, so you have like vegetarians who can eat pizza.
Yeah.
Which really clears a lot up.
Absolutely.
And then you have vegans who can't eat dairy.
Yeah.
Right? Vegans don't eat dairy. They don't eat honey because we can't ask the bees for permission to take that.
So there's you can't eat figs because they have wasps in them.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I've never heard that.
Yep.
Huh.
Something like, maybe I'm fucking wrong, but that seems like a really specific thing to be fucking wrong about.
Yeah, I don't know. Every time I start prying, like, somebody's like, oh, I'm a vegan, right? And I'm like, oh, well, fucking, you know, tell me about this. And then it sounds so bad that I fucking get bored and don't pry any further to get, like to the real meat. I'm like, oh, man.
There you go.
But yeah, I'm just like, if I could keep it up, if you like it, whatever, you know.
Yeah, I mean, like, good for you. I'm not convinced personally, you know,
not for me. Like, I feel so like it's... I could probably do like pescatarian.
Yeah.
You know, in a bind. Like, I fucking love, like, yeah. I mean, chicken is give or take. Chicken's like middle of the road. That's like standard, right? Like, if I'm gonna eat anything. I always have chicken. I'll always eat chicken.
Yeah.
Steak.
Yeah.
I fucking love. But like, if it was just like, oh, you drop me off on an island with a fishing pole, fucking all you can eat is like fish and shit, I'd be like, okay.
Yeah, I could live with that. Fish. Chicken
Given
is always
unlimited
like...
resources. I would take nothing but crab legs for every meal.
Nice.
But you know, that's not really
every crab
attainable.
In the fucking
ocean. Yeah. 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 They're very tasty. Chicken is always a artifact of its recipe. Like, nobody just cooks a chicken breast plain with a little salt and pepper and it's like,
very bland.
Love it. People do that with steak, right? They're like,
that's true.
This has so much to it.
Because it has intramuscular
fat. I actually prefer it unseasoned.
You can eat a chicken, but it has to be a regular chicken.
Yeah.
Yeah, like a rotisserie chicken.
Oh, yeah.
But the smaller the chicken, the better. If you want like fat and breast meat, not for me.
Yeah,
my wife will make a rotisserie chicken, and her and the kids eat the breast meat. I'm fucking going for the thighs, the wings.
The thighs, yes.
Oh,
yeah.
Man.
Yeah. I'm all about the thighs.
You motherfuckers fuck with giblets?
Yeah.
I fuck with giblets heavily.
Yeah.
Heavily.
Oh, God.
See, this sounds like an HR.
That's going to be a quote we use now.
I spatchcock
fucks
this
with
fucking
giblets.
Shit, right?
Yeah.
It was beautiful, beautiful rub.
You spatchcock those.
Oh,
fucking
yeah. And then fucking they give you a little giblet bag on the inside.
Yeah.
I'm sitting there, little garlic butter with some liver and heart boy. Ooh, this shit is.
Yeah, yeah.
Little iron flavor on it.
Yeah. A lot of the parts are where it's at.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Which is a weird thing, though, is like you buy a turkey, right? And they put all that inside it and freeze it. And you're supposed to like plan ahead and thaw it or whatever.
Giblet gravy, yes.
But if you don't, Why can't they put that shit like on the outside in a separate package so you could just move it when it's frozen?
Space efficiency.
And you don't have to. Sure, yeah. But it doesn't seem that big. Like, oh,
man. I mean, it's not unnatural. That's what it originally was.
Yeah. No, like Thanksgiving, I'm sitting there with hot water running over this shit because I didn't thaw it enough, like for a fucking hour trying to get it out of there. Like, it's annoying.
Have you guys ever cut the organs out of an animal?
No.
Mm-mm. It's actually really fucking difficult.
Yeah.
I've heard that. Imagine. They're meant to stay there.
Like,
yeah.
when you do the whole deer thing, like.
Yeah.
Like, it's.
It's ironically called dressing a deer, right? Isn't
yeah.
that what it is?
Yeah, I'm not going to use, like, fucking, like, localized nomenclature on you and shit. Like,
But
yeah, when you're dressing a deer, right? Like, you know, there's a lot of care to be taken to not, like, get shit, to not rupture, like, the digestive system to, like, spoil the meat or whatever. But, like.
That's true.
As far as, like, artfully removing the giblets.
Yeah.
That's another thing in and of itself, right? Because, like, if you're just going to go and dress it. Field dress it, right?
Yep.
Like you're gonna go in, right? Then you go like ass to throat, and then you got to go in and cut the windpipe, and you got to cut out all the connective tissue on around the sides, and like dump it over, and like you know you just throw it all on the ground.
Yeah. Right?
But if you're gonna extract the giblets, right? Then you got to go in and you got to cut them out individually and shit, and like put them in these like field bags and everything. It's a fucking pain in the ass.
Yeah.
I wonder who does this for chickens, right? Like they cleanly like fucking extract these giblets out of a chicken while dressing it.
And is there a machine that does it efficiently?
There's no fucking way a machine does it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're all like slightly different sizes. So
it's by
no
hand
way
for
could,
sure.
Like, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It's an
They're
interesting
just people that probably are just really good at it, I guess. And they do it fast.
In a factory farm too.
Have
though.
You guys ever been to Maryland?
Yes.
Have you ever been to one of these crab places?
Yes.
Yeah, it's probably like that. Like the first like
eight
or so. You're sitting there, you're all coy.
Yeah.
Fucking picking her. Oh, how am I going to open this up? Right. Your boy shows you the trick. He's like, yeah, the dick thing. Pull it like that. Right. And like,
yeah.
And then like
the dick
thing. 10 minutes later, you're sitting there with some squeeze butter. You're like, bam, 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 bam. Like just fucking tearing these shits apart.
That's true. Yeah.
Like a well oiled machine. Like there's people who probably just fucking take those shits. They're like, bam, bam. Like,
yeah. Your first, yep. So you're saying you never get any mustard in yours?
Any mustard?
You know, if you
in my
break
crabs?
Open the, yeah, if you
yeah,
break open
like
the guts a little,
gross yellow shit in the crabs.
Yeah,
not very often. You mean like a pregnant crab?
No. Like no. You bust its
guts
like, open.
It's
just
like it's in like the lungs and shit. There's always like
it's
extra
yellow. I call it the mustard.
Oh no, I eat that.
Yeah, you eat that?
Yeah, okay. Yeah. I especially eat it on lobster.
Mm.
Yeah, I eat all the shit from the lobster.
Yeah. Do you eat the brain?
No. I didn't even know they have brain.
Yeah, I don't know if they do for sure. But you can, like, suck out of the
you guys
head
make whole
the extra
fish?
Meat. No. I mean, I've had it made, though. Yeah.
You can get, like, a whole fish, right? And then just, like, rub her up with olive oil.
Oh, yeah.
Some spices.
Like branzino. Kind of like branzino.
Yeah. And then just, like, fry it or bake it, you know, whatever you want to do. And then when it's done. The cheek meat.
Mmm, that's true. The cheek meat is, yes.
That cheek meat?
Free.
The cheek meat on a red snapper? Ooh, wait.
Mm-hmm, yeah. So I heard that there are fish in Florida, and specifically there are fish
near
in Miami. Yeah.
They jump up to the skyscrapers?
They jump up and you grab one.
Yeah, you just grab it out the window. Yeah.
Yeah. I think that's how it goes.
What the fuck are you talking about?
We're just being stupid.
I'm tangentially trying to bring up React Miami.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I'm gonna be there.
Use code WhiskeyWebMiami for some kind of discount. I forget what it is.
I don't know either. Yeah, we do have a code.
$50, I think.
No.
Okay. So Ken's code is WhiskeyWebMiami. Use that when you buy a ticket to hang out with us.
I could ask Michelle. I could get a code.
You could get a code. I mean, I don't know. You need
I think
a code?
You should.
You could, yeah, maybe. We
I
should all
code.
Have codes.
I need a code to show on fucking stage. I've been... So my talk is how to make beats with AI.
Yes.
Mm. And it's fucking going poorly.
Oh. Okay. I know how to fix it. Okay.
Go ahead.
So we're going to be there, but we're going to be like media guys on the street doing like, you know, these like short little interview things on the fly. But here's the important part. Is we're going to have a flask of brown juice in our pockets.
Well, a refillable flask.
Correct.
Not a limited size. Yeah.
A flask of brown juice. So I'm going
to interview for a drink?
I don't know what you do. What you do is you find, or we find you right before your talk, mm-hmm. and you have some of that, and then it's fixed.
Well, I thought you were going to say have the whole audience drink first, and then it's like, doesn't matter what you talk about.
So the problem surface that we're dealing with here is that it's really difficult to get a deterministic demo
mm-hmm.
using generative AI.
Okay.
Right? Like normally, right? Like, if I'm like, oh, here's how to, like, fucking do this and that and make this shit with JavaScript or fucking Swift or whatever the fuck. Right? Like, I know, like, oh, well, this demo is going to go exactly how I thought it would because I coded it that way. Mm-hmm. Whereas this is like, hey, magic machine god, I'm going to hold the audience off for 3 minutes while you fucking cook up some bullshit. Please make it semi-passable.
You could just record it ahead of time and then pretend like you're typing it out right then.
That's actually a really smart way to deal with the limitations, but like I feel like it's... So I always give live demos, and they go good, and they go bad. And even if they go bad, I do funny shit, so it's okay. But like,
yeah,
I feel like it hits way harder if it happens live.
Yeah, that is true. Yeah,
maybe
that
you know. I mean, you know what I'll do? Maybe I'll just like record one. I'll use this as like a snippet when you guys publish this. I'll be like, listen, I figured this out. I talked to the fellas, and I have recorded one just in case this one went bad. It went bad here. Watch this. Like,
yeah.
A backup is good to have. Yeah.
Yeah. There you go.
Yeah.
Why not like cover both cases? I like that.
So, are you guys scared of AI?
Scared? I don't know that I would be scared. Yeah. I'm apprehensive to.
So.
A degree.
I think juniors should be very scared.
Yeah.
And I want to also, maybe I shouldn't do this on a talking good about React Miami, but did you see Gabe's post earlier? They're hiring like 200 to 300 juniors to train LLMs to put juniors out of fucking jobs. And I said, that is some fucking bullshit. Let's not do that. But like, oh, man. So what was the original question? I don't know where I was going with that, but
are you scared of AI? So
yeah, yes. I think juniors should be very scared.
Because I mean, yeah, you can opt out. You can opt out of participation. I'm not sure you can stop the forward momentum. Is the difference?
I'm strongly considering participating.
Yeah,
but I don't think it's gonna. So I know folks who participate and they have no moat, and
yeah.
most of them have bad ideas. But if they have a good idea, then OpenAI just steals it anyway. So it's like,
right.
you know, like anybody who had like a good enough idea, like the big companies just do anyway,
and
like
yeah,
the company's absolutely. Over in a week.
Yeah.
So I feel like what did somebody say? I'm actually going to look it up because there's two tweets that are fucking hilarious about this that kind of like. So the one homie. This is my second time mentioning fudge today.
Hmm.
What did he say? He said, all the smart people I meet seem to realize there's a steadily shrinking window of time to hop social classes, which is crazy.
Oh, yes.
Yep.
Isn't that crazy?
Very true, though.
And it's like, I would wager to say 99% aren't. And then, like, their last endeavor was, like working for crumbs, trying to make a startup start, or getting like VC money and then squandering it, right?
Yeah,
like that's gonna be a big problem. You know? All the VC money to turn into AI, and then like most of it turns out to be bullshit. Like that thing that they released the other day is pretty obviously bullshit. Like Devin or whatever.
Yeah, you think that's bullshit? Yeah. Well, it's bullshit in the stats currently, but that you don't know what the level
the
of acceleration is. I think that is interesting.
The quality of the product. The product the problem is that they're trying it intentionally and openly. Like, do you know what I mean? Like if somebody was like, I'm gonna replace Hollywood with fucking AI video back when like it was like that goofy shit with Will Smith and Sweetie, like you laugh at them, right?
Yeah.
But the problem is that somebody says they're going to replace Hollywood. And I'm not Hollywood, I'm a software developer. So when somebody says they're gonna replace software developers, bullshit or not, right? Like, that is an applauded and real and intentional goal that I do not
absolutely.
Like.
Absolutely.
Yeah, they can fuck right
and
off
if you
that
can
shit.
Play software developers, mm-hmm. not to suck my own dick, but who's safe? White collarly speaking. Fucking not managers. I'll tell you that much.
Yeah.
Or right, project exactly. managers.
The only rich people.
Right, designers are already fucked.
Would be generational wealth.
No, no, are designers fucked? Are they really fucked? Like, have you ever generated an AI image that was
fucking usable?
They're fucked
enough that, like, well, you generate, like, the 80% that's, like, tells you what you want, and then you can get a designer to do the last 20% of, like, I like this, but make this different.
It's never generated anything actionable for me, right? Like if you're like, hey, do a fucking monkey in a space helmet on roller skates, right? It'll do that. And you're like, oh, look at that. But like, what do you have now? You just have a stupid fucking picture, right? You don't have like a Figma with like information architecture, right?
Yeah. Well, someone will probably make that eventually.
There's probably a bunch of teens and juniors who can't get a job who are fucking absolutely working on it. Sequoia just gave them $1 billion.
Yeah. And they're the first level of training, and that'll get you to the 20%, and then you find the next possibly desperate.
I'm finding
group
the other
who opt into it.
Fucking, you'll enjoy this. This is hilarious. Do you guys follow Growing Daniel?
Mm-mm.
Well, as I'm like scrolling to get to his other tweet, there's another tweet. He said, I'm going to miss front end devs after they get unceremoniously slaughtered by an AI model that can't reliably tell you what weighs more, a pound of feathers or a pound of lead.
Oh, man. I think that's a whole like misconception with front end dev, too, though, is like, won't AI, something that's technically based, be able to do algorithms and shit easier than
this
like
Chrome
making
bug
sure
works, right?
This fucking
algorithm
div looks
boys
the same
are out of business.
In like three or four browsers.
Oh, no, I found the other tweet. He said, if you don't get equity in an AI startup now, then your children will be chattel slaves for the global machine god for the rest of eternity. What a tweet.
Yeah,
but you know what? I think there's a false belief that having an AI startup will save you, right? Because it's like oh, I made this thing that replaces this and that. But like, you have to understand that like the need for code, or the need for design, or the need for copy, or the need for management, all stems from people spending money and being willing to spend money on things. And if no one has a job, no one is spending money, and your fucking AI thing is not going to get your $19.99 a month.
Yeah, exactly.
That's
like
true.
Nobody can buy your product. Nobody
so like, then
can
what?
Participate in your e-commerce
then what?
Store.
Then,
right?
then like, Microsoft has like the best AI in the entire world. Nobody has jobs, and fucking I have to eat bugs and live in like fucking commie blocks with my family.
That's what universal basic income.
And then, like,
will
what do you do with universal basic income?
How many blocks?
Yeah.
Like, what do you produce that an AI can't produce? What do you do that a robot can't do? Fucking the second these things fuck, we're completely done.
Yeah, there'll just be a lot more crime. You steal the other people's income.
AI could generate better porn. Yeah. Like, you're gonna have to literally like you
That's
have like a
big
5-year buffer period of literally selling whole before that fucking thing does it better.
Yeah.
And then what?
Yeah, I mean that's true. Yeah, and then Idiocracy is a reality.
Then,
that's it.
You know, and I think like, you know, I've done a lot of thought experiment around this, and like either everything goes to shit, right, because of the economic impact, right? It's just like an economic fucking nuke that just fucks everything up, and then millions of people die. Or if this thing gets like autonomous, right, like that's like the birth of like a new kind of life, right? That's like machine life.
Yeah.
And like, what is that different from that to us? You know, obviously like biological and like materials and shit like that, but like if this thing gets birth and it has like a consciousness and it can like go and like program itself, program other things, it has a collective consciousness, which is even crazier. The collective consciousness is like fucking way better than
a survival instinct
like that. Like even animals have that kind of like magnetically or however the fuck, like they have like collective and like they all fucking circle the drain or whatever the fuck, like that kind of thing. But like, you know, if these things go and like they understand like materials and they know how to build each other and shit and they can replicate and then they have goals and things like that, like that's a whole new life form, and there's no fucking way they're not going to kill all of us. So like, any way you slice a pie, like millions and billions of people.
Oh yeah, for sure.
Like, yeah. Oh yeah.
People think like, oh yeah, it's gonna be this like sick utopia where like I'm gonna hang out, I'm gonna be like the town bard and fucking play acoustic guitar and fucking they're just gonna like 3D print steaks and everybody's gonna be dick sucked. That's not how it's gonna go.
No.
Like, why would you want to kill yourself by making like robots?
Skynet over Idiocracy.
Maybe like last ditch effort, you get like your like brain replicated into the robot, and then like you have like these like creative robots that like creates the content for these fucking things.
Then you get to be immortal. Yeah,
actually,
it's all,
you know what? I'll tell you what.
Nah,
but that even,
I think that modern society has gone far enough in solving every problem that we've had, like up until this point. I think that, and this might sound crazy, but I think that. I don't think any, like, very rarely do people experience, like, true joy or happiness anymore. And there's a reason for it. The reason for that is that you have to have, like, extreme hardship in order to recognize that other, that, like, emotional pull. Right? So, like, if you're operating, like, mid-tier all the time, which actually, as software engineers, right, we're, like, pretty handsomely compensated. We live comfortable lives, right? Like, we're, like, artificially, like, mid-tier fucking emotional experience most of the time. Like, I remember, like, and the thing that I don't really understand is, like, was it youth? Was it just youth? Or, right, when I actually had problems, like, I the best thing in the world ever could happen to me today, and I'd be less excited than when I was like 18 and on drugs and fucking won a crossword lottery ticket. Do you know what I mean? Like, like hitting a crossword, you'd be like, motherfucker, $100. Like, woo, woo, woo. Like, you just lose your fucking mind. Yeah. That's right. That's right.
That
is
going to eat fucking good tonight. Yeah.
Hit up your boy. You're like, I'll take two bags.
Yeah. Yeah, it is a lot harder to get that joy now when, like, you know, your salary is exponentially higher and it's like, what do I even want anymore?
Right.
Because,
right.
Back in the day, like, if I could buy a couple rounds of drinks at the bar, it's like, that's a good night. Like, cool. But, like, now it's like, you know, what am I trying to get? Like, a bigger house? Like, I've got a big enough house. I don't fucking need anything else. Like,
it doesn't make sense.
Like, what am I doing?
I
don't
know. I've ascended pretty good for, you know, what I ever thought I would make. And I think that, like, the point where it stops being, like, necessarily gratifying is when the bills are paid. Like, you can lifestyle fucking adjust to make your bills more expensive.
Yeah. And then, like, kick that down and
if you
push
don't
that line
have
much further.
Struggles or goals or hardships or failures, like, what does that leave you?
Mm. Yeah. You can't learn without failures.
I feel like that's a philosophical, though, that isn't necessarily only about AI. It makes
AI,
us think about it a little
modern
more.
Modern society as a whole,
possibly.
In general, it's just this thing just has the capability to accelerate it much further and faster.
Mm. See, I didn't know
you
we were
gave me
this
good
deep.
Whiskey. This is on you.
I gotta admit.
Yeah,
I know it is.
I mean, we at least have enough whiskey. Well, I have enough whiskey
I don't.
For the next many years because I don't drink all of mine like Chuck does.
Oh, right, yeah. So, okay, so that just means, well, there will be a part three. I'm certain of that. We can talk about that a little bit in person before you know it.
Yeah.
I'm almost advocating for, Ken, you and I, go to Virginia and help Robbie out, and we'll do it in person.
Help me out with what?
All the
you
whiskey
too
that
much.
You have.
It's, I know,
go
it's
drink.
Running out of space. And then no, I'd be happy to come down there and take care of you.
He is. Yes. He needs our help.
Yeah.
Do you not drink
we
after
can
work?
Do it for the kids.
Yeah. No, I like drink for the podcast and then I drink
really?
If people like come over. But
yeah, no.
Otherwise, yeah. I don't drink every
day. Every single day. Do you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I give every time someone visits me, I give them
two or three bottles
of whiskey. So
yeah. I do give a lot away also.
What's that? He's almost
right
two.
Drinking. Get in there.
I know.
Yeah, he is. He's getting to be a handful.
You're getting
to
there.
Where more drinking may be a thing. But,
yeah. Yeah. We're
but see,
there.
I also just like would rather go to a Mexican restaurant and have a huge margarita than drink my whiskey. So it's like,
yeah.
And then you
I'm
get
still
to the
drinking.
Mexican
it's just not.
Freaking
I'm not drinking
out,
all my
like,
whiskey.
And throwing the menu off the table, breaks a glass. You're like, oh, I'm so sorry. You're like, fuck. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Margaritas are magical though. They have like. way more sugar than they should. So it like balances out the alcohol and you just feel amazing afterwards.
Yeah.
Two margarita things. Number one, have you guys heard of Bartesian?
Yep. I have one, but so I have the predecessor, the like Keurig one. And I've been waiting for that motherfucker to die so I can switch to the Bartesian.
Really, like, unbelievable margaritas. I just ripped through bottles of Cuervo by making margaritas. And they have a spicy margarita now, which is even better. Oh, yeah. Like my margarita experience for, like, the past, like, 5 years has been, like, middle of the summer, right? We decided to do some day drinking and fucking just get shit-faced in the pool. And, like, it's been like, oh, let's fill, like, a blender with ice cubes and do this. And then it gets all, like, fucking warm and shit. And, like, you drink, like, the last of it. You're like, right? Like, but like this like single serve margarita thing is unbelievable, right? It's like you don't have like the pot of coffee problem. Second, I was in New York. Not last night. I came home last night, but the night prior, I stayed the night. I was in New York for Monday and Tuesday, and they had a margarita at the hotel bar that was unfucking believable. It had pomegranate puree and like a spicy, like, berry rim. I came in there all fucking on my tough guy shit. I was like, maker's meat, right? Drank a couple of those, had a plate of wings.
Yeah.
And then I was like, ah, you know what, let's, it would be courteous to try one of their signature drinks. This man looks like he's in the business of bartending. I'm sure he wants to make one, you know, not just pouring glass.
Yeah, he wants to do a little more than that.
What's good on here? He's like, oh, this isn't that, a margarita. I'm like, you know what, let's try the margarita. I had fucking three of them. And I was just stumbling. I love margaritas so much. Do you guys like mezcal?
They are tasty. Yeah. If you get a good one, yes. Like that also. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah.
See, we can go down this path for quite some time.
Yeah.
I do need to actually go and have some dinner with my children, though. I want to keep...
Same.
So.
Usually that's my line, because I'm on the East Coast and Chuck
and
is
now
not.
I'm here.
But Chuck is over here, so yeah. It's. Is there anything you want to mention before we end, Ken?
Do I have anything I want to plug or mention? I'm trying to think if like any of my friends like have any things like startups or anything or bullshit I should say. Anything. No, I don't think so. I don't think I'm plugging anything. I think that if you're going to drink water, it should be Topo Chico.
There you go. This episode is brought to you by Topo Chico and React Miami, where if you use the code WhiskeyWebMiami, Ken will buy you a shot.
That's actually what it's good for.
No discount.
Before we get
discount,
you drinks when you're there.
Sorry, that's really funny. We're talking like the order of like 3 to 4 minutes, not
yes.
even.
Yeah.
So, last week at Miami.
Yeah.
I guess a lot of people got there like the day before or something, right? And I roll in. It's like midday. And I get to like the hotel where all the speakers are staying, and there's like these little couches and shit, and like, I knew exactly, like, immediately that these were my people because they're all sitting there clothed in with laptops and backpacks everywhere. I'm like, okay, what's up, guys? So, like, you know, they're drinking lightly. And I was like, guys, it's time to drink heavily. So I roll up and proceed to drink heavily. Get some of them to go in the hot tub. We're in the hot tub. We're drinking and having a good time and everything like that. So, you know, it's like nearing the time when everybody's going to go get ready for the speaker dinner and everything. So I'm like, all right, I'm going to hit my room. I was going to hit you guys up in a little bit. See you over there. Get back to my room. And, you know, I did that thing. Like, when you get back to your room, you're in there, you're like, whew, right? Like, come in with my bag, put all my shit away. I'm like, all right, I'm going to kind of drunk and shit. So I'm just going to lay down for a second, right? Wake up like 1 a.m. I have like fucking like 36 missed calls.
Oh.
My wife is like, all these text messages. Like, it goes from like, are you okay? I'm worried. Did you like get fucking arrested or something? Da, 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 da. And then it like shifts to anger. Fuck you, you motherfucker. And I call her up. I'm like, hey. I'm like,
she got over that 80%.
I fell asleep. She's like, you fucking did it. I'm like, I know. I was drinking at the pool and just came up and fell asleep. And it was like, this was like, you know, midnight, 1 a.m.
Yeah.
So like, I hang up with her, went and took a shower, and fucking went out and got it, boy. So.
Oh, yeah. My gosh.
I hope you guys are ready to.
Nice.
You're committed to the cause.
You know, even if you pass out from day drinking, like, you need to wake up at like 1 a.m.
Yeah.
ride the lion.
Yeah, I'm gonna prepare by just drinking all day for like the week prior.
Yeah,
I'll be ready.
Yeah. I've got the proper tolerance. Robbie's gonna have to get on it. I mean, you have my phone number, so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll probably see you at Dax's house. I'm guessing.
I never shit at anybody's house, but I'm gonna shit at Dax's. I think. even if I don't have to, I'm gonna be sitting there for like 10 minutes, and then tell them that I did.
Yeah.
Just because.
Yeah. Make it happen.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. This will be the litmus test of whether he listens or not. So it'll be good.
Yeah, we'll see. Yeah.
Did you make it to the end, bro? You would have known this was coming. Guess
sorry,
not.
Bud. Yeah. New house too.
Yeah.
Sheesh.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not anymore. Broken in, bro.
Yeah. I don't know what to like glean from Twitter, but it's just like. It sounds like he walked down the street with his couch and like moved into a new house. I want to find out more.
Directly adjacent house. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. Like that seems insane.
I mean, he's not buying them.
I'm sure there's a reason.
So I think it's like a rental situation. So it's like plausible that the same person owns the.
Oh. You know, it's just like slightly better. Okay.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm not tapped into
We'll find out.
Market. Why don't you fellas go eat some fucking food with your kids? I'm gonna go do the same. No.
Yeah, yeah. Later, yeah, we will.
All right. We'll see you soon. Thanks again.
Peace.
Ciao.